The sensational decision. The decision when, place, or show is for you to make. But to prepare you for this decision, you must listen and abide by the instructions on the recording. Confidential Charlie has devoted a lot of time and his experience to make this recording. This makes it possible for anyone that frequent the racetrack to be able to purchase a racing form, and he or she may be able to select their own winner. When one starts selecting a winner, he must take a lot into consideration. Track conditions, class of race, jockey, distance of race, speed in race, pace of race, etc., etc. Every detail, regardless if it is small or large, is broken down so that you may be able to make the right decision when, place, or show. First, a short summary of what goes on at the stable and how the horses are selected to race. Back at the stable, home of the horses when they are not on the track. On race day, the horse leaves the stable and come into the paddock. But first, he must be identified. Thoroughbreds and quarter horses are tattooed with numbers on their lip. There, he or she is saddled by the trainer. The jockey mounts the horse. Then they come out on the track for a post-parade. After parading for 10 minutes, they go into the starting gate, and they are off. After the race, the horse that won goes into the winner's circle, along with the trainer, owner, and friends to have a picture taken. Then the horse goes for a urinalysis test to see if any forbidden stimulants were used. He is then turned over to the groom, who bathes him, and then the hot or automatic walker take over until the horse is cooled off. Then he is bedded down in his stable. Condition books. What they are and how they are used. Racing condition books are issued by the racing secretary's office every 10 days. Races for the day are made up. For instance, if you own a 3-year-old filly, you would check the condition book. On May the 2nd, there is a race for 3-year-old fillies. None winners of two races since March the 15th. Since your filly only won one race, she would be eligible to enter into this race. The same procedure in making up races are followed at each track. Regardless, if it is a small or large track. Now the Bob chart will help explain the marking on the past performance chart that will follow. The date, May the 1st, 72. The number, a small number by the date is the fifth race. The track, AQU Aqueduct. The distance was 6 furlongs. The time of the race was 1:11. The track condition, FT means fast. The number 2 denotes that he was 2-1 and he was a favorite. He carried 115 pounds plus asterisk means he was allowed 5 pounds for apprentice allowance. He broke out the gate 5th, 3 lengths off the first horse. At the half, he was 2nd by 2 lengths. In the stretch, he was by neck, and he won the race by 0.5 length. The jockey was Wilson. The 6 by the jockey's name meant that he was in post position 6. He was claimed, C denotes that he was claimed for 10,000. It was a 10,000 claiming race. And 93 means a speed rating. And F means it was an exclusive race for fillies. Then a second, third, and fourth horse. The conditions of the race as specified on a chart. It is self-explanatory. It tells the distance of the race, name of the horse that holds the track record, the month, the date, the year, time of race, which race, and the weight. It also specify if it is an exclusive race for fillies, mares, colts, and geldings. According to some rules, fillies are not supposed to outrun colts and geldings, but it happened at various times. A filly becomes a mare at the age of 5 years old, and a colt becomes known as a he or stud at 5 years old. By reading the conditions of the race, it helps you to handicap better, because if you see a couple of fillies in the race with colts and geldings, you can almost eliminate them. Then, if you are handicapping a exclusive race for fillies and you see where she won over colts and geldings, then she should get a lot of consideration as being the winner. By reading the conditions, it also helps you to know why one horse has been assigned so much more weight than the other horse. He or she could be older, or a different sex, haven't won a race in 30 or more days, apprentice allowance, etc., etc. In handicapping, I am going to use a point system so that it will be easier for you to make a decision. After familiarizing yourself with the racing form, the more you expose yourself to it, the more information you will be able to derive out of it. Okay, let's start handicapping. Horse number one. When was his last time out? If he or she was out 7 days ago, he or she gets 25 points. If it's been 10 days ago, he or she gets 15 points. If it's been 14 days, score 3 points. Sometime a horse has a different ailment that prevents him from running frequently. And sometime different trainers prepare their horses for specific races. So, if the horse hasn't been out within 15 days, you refer to the workouts. If he has a 3-furlong workout in 35 to 37, he scores 15 points. A half mile in 47 to 49, 15 points. 5 furlongs in 59 to 101, 15 points. 6 furlongs, 113 to 114, 4, 15 points. A mile in 142 to 145, 15 points. Now, if a trainer worked his horse 2, 3, and 4 furlongs, he is trying to get speed out of the horse and more or less training him for sprint races. If you see where the workouts are 5, 6, 7 furlongs and a mile workouts, then you can say that the trainer is making plans to run his horse in a distance race. He is building up the stamina in the horse rather than speed. Speed is the name of the game. The fastest horse from the gate to the finish line is declared the winner. When a horse possesses speed, he can break on top of the field and take advantage of his speed by saving ground, avoiding trouble in pockets. Because some horses are making a move and then get caught by a quitting horse, so he must check his mount and pursue another course. If a horse has a speed rating of 90 to 96, he scores 25 points. 84 to 90, 15 points. 75 to 84, 5 points. To check on the speed of a horse that may be running at the track that you are handicapping. To cite an instance, the track record at your track may be 110 for 6 furlongs. And at the track where number one horse came from would be 108.3. Now, a 87 speed rating at your track would be a 80 speed rating at the other track. So, to find his possible speed rating for your track, you add 7 points to his speed rating. Now, if your horse comes from your track and goes to his track, you would reverse it. Besides having speed, consistency of pace means a lot. If a horse runs on pace, he scores 25 points. If he is a half length to 3 lengths off pace, he scores 15 points. 3 to 5 lengths off pace, 5 points. In some races, you will find more than one speed horse. So, you will have to make a decision as to which one you will select. And in order to make this decision, consistency of pace will help you. When a horse keeps the same pace in each race, you can say he or she is a good performer. Now, if the speed rating of the horse in the last 3 times out comes up 90 through 100, 25 points, 85 to 95, 15 points, 80 to 87, 5 points. Post position mean a lot in a race. You can calculate every 4 position as a lap. If you have a speed horse, I will take the middle post position. So score at 25 points for the middle, 15 points for the inside, and 5 points for the outside. Now, if a horse is in his class, say the race is a 10,000 claimant race, and he consistently performs well, he scores 25 points. If he has a drop down, say from 12,000 to 10,000, he scores 15 points. Now, if he is an allowance horse and drop down, he scores 5 points. Sometime your allowance and handicap horses will give you a problem if the horse is running at a track less than a mile. You can say an allowance horse will be comparable to a 3,000 to 4,500 claimer. Now, if he is running at a mile track, usually an allowance horse will be compared to a 10,000 to 75,000 claimer.